Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Wow. Talk about loud. Let me see what I can do to adjust the sound here. One of my favorites. This is from Love and Peace, and it's called First Light by Lisa Lynn and George Tortorelli. It's beautiful, but it's supposed to be at 13%, and I'm not quite sure that's the case. So let's see if we can have a little bit of it in the background, but not quite so loud. Wow. I'm looking here. Now I'm going to look for Soft God. There we go. That is what I want us to have. This is Love and Peace. Part of it, First Light by Lisa Lynn and George Tortorelli. Every day when I go to work, I listen to this particular CD, Love and Peace. And I have a fairly long trip. And what I love about the CD is how soothing and soft it is. And how I can do a series of alms if I want, or say amen, or say thank you, love. I can keep my thought on the moment. You know, really, I think for most of us, that is the challenge in life. Getting our mind onto the moment and then keeping it there, staying there. And so I particularly love these pieces by George Tortorelli. And Lisa Lynn and George Tortorelli. I'm certainly thinking about, I'm going to play several of them on Sunday for our program where we just talk about love, leading with love and leading first with ourselves. Today, now we've got the same thing going again. This is very interesting. Well, let's see if we can lower it down and have some, just have a little background music as we're talking this morning. The, it gets sometimes hectic in today's world, and yesterday I was reminded that all we can do is work on what's right in front of us. How many times in life do we get so frazzled that we're running around because we're not just focused on whatever is in front of us? So with that said, what I would like to suggest is that we take 3 deep breaths today before we begin anything at all. Let's take 3 deep breaths. Breathing in, keeping your feet in a place that's comfortable, but focusing on your feet as the source of the breath, as though you each had noses on your feet or on your toes. So now we're going to breathe, and we're just going to pull that energy up through our body just to calm down before we start it all. Pulling the air in. Lining up your chakras. Lining up your spine. Feel the tingling energy as you are moving to a union with love, with God, with Yahweh, with Allah, with the Great Spirit, whatever you use, whatever name you use to define. The Master, the Creator of all, the Mother of all, the Eternal All. As you pull that energy through your body, pull it up and allow your body to line up and feel at the top of your breath, moving past your lungs. Feel your breath exploding and open up your crown chakra. On the top of your head, at the top of your breath, and now let's blow it out. And I encourage you to use a thought that is a cleansing thought that drives all the negative energy that you have in your body out and down, back into the earth from whence it came. those words usually begin with ah, and it can be om or amen. It can be dao. It can be any word that pulls, that you feel comfortable and believe connects you with love. You can say love. And now as you're pulling that air back, the next long, long breath, pull it up. Pull it up, and as you're coming to the top of the breath, your crown chakra, I want you to be thinking, I am enough. Now let's blow the air back down. Now let's try one more. Cleansing breath, even before we really start. We're going to breathe again. We're going to breathe a lot today. But let's pull that air up through the front of your body. Feel it lining up your chakras. Feel them beginning to sparkle with the new energy your breath is inviting into your body. Feel your body heal and cleanse and know that it is enough and you are enough. As you reach the top of that breath, now let's blow all the negative energy out. And as you're blowing it out, invite and pull in the energy from the universe through your crown chakra. So that as you breathe out and you do the om, the releasing breath with your mouth, you are pulling through your body divine energy to reignite, to alert, and to help the divine in you go through this day in love, in kindness, in sensitivity, in caring. For some reason, there we go. Maybe this time I'll be able to. Sometimes the switchboard is a miraculous instrument. And even though you press stop, it keeps going. So I love that music. I love it when I breathe and say om. And I've given you just a little brief look. It's a feel of the energy coursing through your body as you listen to some music that gives you peace, that makes you feel happy and whole. We do that regularly in our program, but I want to encourage you, when you're in your sacred spots, wherever those spots are, give yourself permission to listen to some music that's pleasing to you. And believe me, it's not always going to be of the type of music that we hear in love and peace. Believe me, there are times when rock music is what I need to hear, and it makes me feel great. Dare to feel great. Dare to do things for yourself. Dare to treat routine matters as exciting opportunities for you to be alone with yourself. So if you can work by listening to music that is good for you in your office, then do that. Just don't disturb others. If you can, I think we all can drive and listen to music, but take a chance. Opt to put something new, something exciting, something calming for you, whatever calming is for you, into your CD thing. I don't know what they're called anymore. I think they're still CDs, but somebody told me DVDs the other day. So put it into that slot that plays the music and listen. And then do acts of love and kindness. When someone comes into your office, stop for a moment and give them a moment. And if you're finished with the time and you've given as much as you can, or if there is no time to give, then always stand up and say, thanks for coming by. I've got a project I've got to attend to. They would understand that, I'm sure. If you're driving in your car, one a wonderful opportunity to exercise the power of your spirit, of your divine spirit, and send loving thoughts to the people who are around you if you're in a traffic jam, to the people who are stopped beside you. Sometimes when you start looking around and noticing who is beside you, you smile. You can't help but smile. I mean, when you look over and you see someone driving like a 1950 car and you expect to see someone either more than middle-aged, I think we're reaching almost the older group, or, you know, you're surprised to see someone who's actually someone who would have been driving it in the 50s. A very old person who's living their life and driving their car that they've had forever. You marvel at that and you send them blessings. Wish them good luck and longevity in spirit and in life. They've already demonstrated it. Or you may look over there and see some fresh-faced 15 or 16-year-old driving with dad or mom sitting beside them, cowered in fear, and you send them good wishes and safety. And just as you go through your life and you lead with acts of love, something we're going to be talking about on Sunday, I think you will find that you become encased in a sense of peace, and it becomes harder and harder to pull you out into the chaos of life, to get you to a place where you're reacting all of the time, always reacting, always reacting, always moving, never stopping, never pausing, never looking. And you feel crazy inside. And the glory of leading with love and believing in the wonderful value of you, and that you are never alone, that you can transfuse yourself any day, any time, by taking three deep breaths, no matter where you are, if you're standing in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, if you're standing in front of your smallest child and trying to convince him or her that they are valuable, but what they just did is so dangerous that you want to take them and run away and put them somewhere safe so they'll never have an opportunity to be exposed to that danger again. No matter where you are, you don't have to lose it. You don't have to give up your peace. You don't have to become part of the chaos. And if you do, that's okay, because you can remember where your peace is. And your peace is actually inbred cellular, embedded cellularly. And as you practice these meditations on a weekly basis, and you do this meditation we're going to do today once a day for a week, twice a day, however many times you need to do it or you want to do it, it's probably want more than anything. You start deepening the cellular memory. You start remembering, connecting, and feeling, this peace is my peace. It's mine. It's not anyone else's. There is nothing they can do to take away my peace. I give it away. And as that happens, and I feel the pain of someone listening today, I don't know who it is, but I can feel great pain, and I send you love. I send you deep, heartfelt love, because I want to cry with you, and I don't know what that pain is, but I send you love. But as we recognize that we have control of our peace, we have control of ourselves and no one else, and that we can lead our control in love, it is in that recognition that we will always remember where we left our peace when we've lost it. And it is in the recognition that each and every one of us is enough that we will know we deserve the peace that is ours. The peace from connecting with love, with God, with Yahweh, with Allah, with the Eternal One, the Divine One, the Divine Mother, and with any other name you know and use to lead you to the light. We are all on the same journey, even though we may describe the roads that are taking us there with different words. So what do we do on Fridays? We have a guided meditation, and we actually, this is our second time through, for those of you who are new. The first time was shortly after I broke my hip, maybe 6 weeks after, and we use as the base the book that was divinely inspired by God, and I'm almost hesitant to have my name on it. It's like somebody having their name on the Bible. It's not really my book, but I am the vehicle that was used to bring forth uniquely created, divinely inspired you. And we use the passages in that book because they're for just regular people like you and I. We don't have to be well educated, and if we are, blessings, that brings us money that we can share. That brings us a lifestyle that gives us opportunities to exercise love in unique and different ways. But we don't have to have a PhD, a JDS, an MD. We don't have to have a BA, an AA. We don't even have to have a high school diploma to understand the message that God is giving us in uniquely created, divinely inspired you. All we need to do, simply put, is believe in the wonder of ourselves. And this book is designed to help us remember that the wonder of ourselves is not just each one of us charging through life, but instead is a collaborative adventure if we choose to invite God into our lives. And that's what today's passage is about. For those of you who are new, please know that when I reuse the word God, I sometimes also use the word love in its place. I believe that using the word love softens our approach to life and to each other. And I believe in the unconditional love of God for each and every one of us. That as a result of writing this book, I have now come to recognize, or maybe for several years I have, that I'm okay no matter what mistakes I have made in life. And I will tell you, I have not lived a perfect life. I like to think that I have lived a life that is relatively non-harming to other people, but there are words that I would like to bring back into my mouth if I could to recapture that I will never be able to. So we are all enough just as we are, and the only moment in which we can do anything at all is the moment right in front of us. And I tell you, friends, I promise you, I will write it out. This moment will be easier to live if you invite God into the moment. And God inspired, uniquely created, its 26 passages. To remind you and to remind me of our value to God, our value to love, and what the world would be like if we led in peace. Before we read the passage, I'd like us all to do a small exercise in breathing again. Just a simple little exercise to breathe ourselves and begin refocusing. And I'm looking for some soft music here because it seems like we're blaring with everything anymore. And, you know, I really, really like DSL's True Self. So we're going to have just a few minutes of that as we breathe and collect our thoughts to prepare for the reading of the meditation that you will do for the week. So once again, we're going to take a deep breath. And we're going to be listening to Dia Sill's True Self. And that's what we're talking about, folks. Your true self is love. Your true self is kindness. Your true self is love. So now as you breathe, And yes, I'm aware I said that twice. I should have said it three times. There's a magic in three. Your true self is love. Now, as you pull the energy of the universe and merge and transfuse the energy of your body with the divine energy of the universe of love, I want you to take your first breath believing, I am enough. Pull the energy of that thought up through your body, thinking, I am enough. As you come to the top of your breath, at the cap of your head, open it up and say, yes, love, I am enough. Thank you for your divine, absolute, unconditional love of me. Thank you for this transfusion of energy and this guidance you are giving me today. Now reach your left arm out and begin to feel the energy of those who are listening now and those who will come, because this is our appointment with God. Others will come. Others will come and listen. Others will embrace this time. And feel that energy, and now reach out your right arm and close the circle, and let us all say together, I am love. And now let's pull one more long, stretching, filling breath into your body, knowing you are love, believing you are love. And as you get to the cap of the breath, to your crown chakra, let's blow out and say, I am enough, in our minds, and say Om or Amen as you release the energy, I am enough, as we complete this circle of love. Divine One, Creator of all things, thank you for the peace and joy that you bring into our lives each day and each minute when we open our minds, our hearts, our eyes, and we feel you around us and recognize we are never alone, always all one, never, never alone. Guide us this day and each day as we begin a revolution of love on this planet, as we reach out to others in love, seeing more in them than they show us, and know absolutely that each and every one of us is enough just as we are. Let us set aside judgments about how others should be instead and open our minds and hearts to accepting them as they are. Let us remember that we have control only over ourselves and not to give up our peace of mind and to move into the chaos. And let us call on you whenever, wherever we are separated from the peace that you provide our lives. We ask these things in the name of all that is holy, which is all that is. Amen. So now to our passage. Jungles become overgrown with foliage, which dies without the light. Humans allow past mistakes to create a wall of fear, which blocks the light. Light is essential to survival of all things. All things are divine. The Divine One created you with the expectation that you would remember your Creator and reminded you by telling you his or her name, the Great I Am. say it, believe it, now act it. Say it, folks. It's God's name. What is God's name? I am. Wow, what a humbling revelation. When most people consider that concept, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't think about that. I can't allow that to invade my thought because that would make me so much. My friends, it makes me so little. Because I am not perfect. It makes me so little because it humbles me and reminds me that I have a divine spirit, that I am part of God, and those times when I don't act in that way are saddening for me. In those two words is the challenge that I use every day to be all that I could be and to lead in love. Today, as we move into meditation music, we're going to listen to Diarbe, First Light of Mind, and I want you to think about the idea that when God told us his name, it was, I am. And now as you move through this week, I want you to think and all will be well. What would love do next? As you begin to connect with your divine spirit and become an active participant in a revolution of love where words that do not uplift are stopped by your lips and teeth to be replaced by silence or by words of love. First Light of Mind by Diarbe. A. I am enough. My friends, you are enough. Remember, when God said, I am that, he meant you. May peace be with you. Namaste. Until next week and until Sunday. Bye. Namaste, my friends. May your meditations this week be filled with the presence of love, and you feel that presence in your life. Love is always there. Now feel it. Thank you.